morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. The Robin City Council has a handful of items on the agenda for their meeting tonight. The Hudsonville Village Board will set a couple of committee meeting dates and look at spring cleanup when they meet. The Illinois Department of Employment Security is seeing a record number of people trying to sign up for unemployment benefits. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. The Robinson City Council has a handful of items on the agenda for tonight's meeting. In new business, the City Council will appoint a mayor pro tem for the meeting. They'll look at applying for Downtown Small Business Stabilization Grant and a date change for the City of Robinson Yard Waste Spring Cleanup. In other business, they'll look at a couple of city maintenance items and amending the Robinson City Code. The Robinson City Council meeting is set for 7 p.m. The Hudsonville Village Board will set a couple of committee meeting dates and look at rescheduling the Republic Spring Cleanup when they meet this afternoon. The board will set the meeting dates for both the Finance and Personnel Committees. In other business, the Village Board will review and approve the Drug Paraphernalia Ordinance, Supplemental Appropriation, discuss funding options for the wastewater treatment plant replacement, and a reduction in the annual liquor license permits. The Hudsonville Village Board will also review a proposal regarding the relocation of a gas station convenience store. The Hudsonville Village Board meets this afternoon at 5. Members of the public with questions are asked to call 618-562-8462. As a result of the current COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing stay-at-home order, the Illinois Department of Employment Security is seeing a record number of people trying to sign up for unemployment benefits. According to recent numbers released by the IDES, from March 1st to April 4th, they took 513,173 initial unemployment claims. That's 24,000 more claims than were filed all of last year. IDES says their employees have logged 6,500 hours of overtime and increased call center capacity by 40%. The governor's office says workers should be able to claim benefits by May 11th. The state's stay-at-home order is set to end in a little more than 2 weeks. That means non-essential businesses and schools statewide will remain closed through at least May 1st. But what happens then remains to be seen.
I think it's likely that there will be adjustments to the orders that we've put in place. But it is also true that, as I said yesterday and have said the last couple of days, that, it's not like we're anywhere near herd immunity and there isn't a treatment.
That was Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He notes both the public's economic and physical health will have to be considered when reopening Illinois. The current stay-at-home order has been in place since March 21st. That's been a look at the news. Time now for sports from the Bodybuilders Collision and Glass Sports Desk. Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. A pair of Lincoln Trail College student-athletes will continue their basketball careers at the next level. Lady Statesman standout Jalen Brown will be realizing a dream of playing Division I basketball after committing to the University of North Carolina Greensboro. Brown led the Lady Statesman in scoring this past season, averaging 13.7 points per game. She also averaged 6.8 rebounds per game while earning all-region and all-conference honors. Lincoln Trail College Statesman guard Dante Combs will continue his career at the University of Illinois Springfield. Combs earned all-region and all-conference honors for the Statesman in the 2019-2020 season. He averaged 12.4 points per game for the Statesman as a sophomore and 11.2 points per game as a freshman. In the NBA, the new era of the Bulls front office is underway. The team officially announced yesterday the hiring of Arturis Karnishevas as Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. Karnishevas will be responsible for all decisions made in the Basketball Operations Department. The 48-year-old most recently served as General Manager of the Denver Nuggets. Gar Foreman was fired as Bulls GM following 22 years with the franchise. Former Vice President of Basketball Operations John Paxson is moving into a new advisor role with the organization. No decision has been made on the future of head coach Jim Boland. NASCAR driver Kyle Larson is suspended indefinitely without pay after using a racial slur during an iRacing event on Sunday. Larson apologized but faced repercussions by both NASCAR and his racing team. NASCAR issued a statement in part saying they have, quote, made diversity and inclusion a priority and will not tolerate that type of language. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. WTYE is your daily source for the latest in local news, sports, and weather. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.